We just lost 30 minutes of cream brew because Don's stupid computer crashed. Get your shit together, Don. It was me. It was all me. It was mine.
It was my fault. It was me. I'm dead. I'm dying. I'm dead inside. Help.
I'm dead. Kill me. I don't care anymore. I don't want to live. Welcome back to Cream Crew, the little treat to cheer you up in your hard work week. I want to die. Die, die, die. There's no hope. Kill me.
So what if you can see the darkest side of me? Right? So, Don, you were telling me that you were going to sell illegal models.
Yeah.
Hunter, yeah. Stop!
Of franchisable characters.
Hunter, no!
Government over here!
True.
Arrest
that's
these guys!
What we're doing.
Arrest these guys!
Stop it!
I 40 who? I don't know what you're talking about. It sounds like it's for nerds.
I say fuck them, dude. Do it.
No, stop.
And then when
shut
you guys,
up.
And then when you guys are in prison,
no!
I'll visit you and I'll let you pound me.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Sweet.
Oh, fuck yeah.
All right, you boys been good. I'm about ready to give you something.
You're not giving us something. We're giving you something.
No. I'm giving you something.
I don't want to be given anything. I want to give something.
My asshole is like a Chinese finger trap. As soon as you put your cocks in, you'll never... I'm the one who has to release you. All right, get on there and get it. But you guys have to do it at the same time.
The Chinese finger trap is at least stretchy, so I could probably coom if I just go back to the
floor. It'll feel fine, but it's on my terms.
That's what you think. I luckily have a foreskin, and anytime a man wants to escape a situation like that, they can just shed their foreskin and run away like a lizard when it gets spooked and
loses its tail. That's where, unfortunately, Tom, you're wrong, is that I'm not grabbing from the I'm grabbing from the base of your cock. I take all of you,
yeah,
and then I lock you in.
The whole skin can fall off, and
no,
it rattles around on the floor as a distraction.
No.
And then I run away.
No. Just like a really annoying kid on the playground. No, that doesn't happen.
It does.
No. I have a shield that doesn't allow skin to fall off, so.
Yeah, actually, there's a shield in my asshole in this situation, so.
I have a shield on the outside that keeps me impervious from bullets and fire, and in my asshole, it doesn't allow tissue to even be damaged. That's why I'm able to take in so much and be able to give so much pleasure.
Okay, well, my cock has shield breaker properties, so your shield is negated. Mm-hmm.
Well, thank God I have a backup non-shield energy field.
There's always a catch.
You remember feeling
there?
Like, man, I'm so much fucking smarter than this prick.
Like kids
really
back in the day.
Really outsmarting him.
Kids on the playground.
Yeah, oh, really?
So, yeah, and then when people are like, I just don't want to play with you anymore. I'm just going to be done.
Oh, so I win then.
The people sat there and they're like, well, I pretty much won that altercation.
I feel like that pure time is dead. Now all kids want to do is sexually assault and mentally terrorize each other.
Why can't kids just be kids again?
Playing
Dragon Ball Z out in your backyard. Where the hell did we go wrong?
My oldest sister and that has kids in school, and good God, the shit that sounds like goes on is just fucking, I don't know, something wrong with them kids, boy.
Like what?
Yeah,
the level of viciousness, I think, you know. But just the problem is let me get on my rocking horse here.
Yeah. Can you say all of this next part in an old man voice and then point at the camera while you say it?
Social media has ruined their minds, and now all they want to do is cyber and physically bully each other.
I agree. I agree, Grandpa Tom.
They have no empathy, and they vape a lot.
They vape a lot?
Yes. Vape a lot. Mm. In my day, we would just smoke a packet of 40 cigarettes for breakfast. But now these kids are huffing gum raspberry pop and I don't like it.
Cum gum. It's Luffy's vape. People that are One Piece fans are going to really enjoy that one. People who are One Piece fans are really going to enjoy that one. People who are One Piece fans are really going to enjoy that one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Something about One Piece really triggers a very virulent form of autism in you.
Oh.
Okay. don't fucking stop.
I just don't understand why you... where is that even coming from? Is it just like... Oh, is it because it's just like a really popular thing, so you feel like you have to not like it? Well, that's fine, but it's, you realize that it is unequivocally and unironically the greatest manga of all time,
dude,
right?
I can't, and the audience can't.
No, I'm not even trying to start anything. I'm just saying that it is unironically and unequivocally the greatest manga of all time. You're the one who brought it up to me. I'm just saying, you know, my piece.
So I watched the Godfather part 1 and 2 recently. Fun.
Doesn't really still hold quite up. Hold up to One Piece.
Please, 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 please. Oh, fucking God, please stop. I can't do it.
Why did you watch The Godfather? Did you enjoy it?
I thought it was a good time. You know, I saw part 2 had a runtime of 3 hours and 20 minutes, and I was like, yeah, you know what? I don't value my life. I'm going to watch that right now.
Sweet.
So 3 hours. Flew by. So 3 hours is a long time for you?
Yes, on a single film, yes.
Okay.
Right, yeah, I guess there's not 1,000 episodes of Godfather. That is a fair point.
Yeah, well, I really don't complain about having more story to things I love, but go ahead. Sorry. I don't want to interrupt.
Oh, God. Kira Toriyama died recently. Probably Sepeku.
I want to preface to the viewers that he didn't. We lost our last recording and he did this bit, and even then, it was still just as not as graceful of an approach to that joke. So I just want to put it out there.
All right, whatever, dude. Fuck you.
Okay.
Fuck. So how's your life done? You living a good life right now?
We're trying to write Space King episode 2, and it's hard.
It is.
I'm trying to decide how stupid to make it tonally.
I think answer to that is just like, well, this is obviously probably easier said than done, but would it be like whatever makes you laugh the most? So even if it's like really stupid, but it makes you laugh, that's the correct way to go?
Yeah, maybe. But I think you also kind of like the challenge as an artist when you get into original stuff, because a lot of people don't know this, but when Rooster Teeth bought Motor Knight,
they
paid us to write the first 10 episodes. So we have a full season of that written, waiting to get made. And we kind of, we did go down the route of like trying to actually have interesting characters, you know, with sort of like more resonant
boring
beats.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's the question. Do we want to do that now, or do we just want to make it retarded? And I'm kind of going back and forth.
No, I mean, I think you make them interesting, so the story feels as compelling as the first episode. I just think, don't shy away from shit that just makes you laugh or whatever.
Did you think the story was compelling? Thanks, man.
Yeah. Well, I don't know how many more times I have to say it.
I feel like that's the second time you've said it.
That is just, that cannot be true.
Well, in my brain, that's where the
count is. Well, yeah, you know, I'll give you this. I'll give you this, Tom, and I'll be honest with you. It doesn't really come close to One Piece, but it's like a good thing.
I'm just going to embrace it. What gum fruit would you have if you were in One Piece? What would you choose? What would be your power?
Well, I just don't even want to get into that because I could chat your ear off all day, and I don't want to. We're talking about Space King.
No, please
right
do.
Now.
Please chat my ear off all day about One Piece.
No, I don't think this is the time or place for that. Also, if I'm being honest, I don't really want to talk with people that aren't fans, so yeah.
I could be a fan, I just need you to like tell me about it.
No. No.
Oh, boy.
You guys. Oh, Don, you should do a tribute to Akira Toriyama and Uchida Oda and have a Goku and Luffy character in Space King Episode 2.
It's a pretty sweet idea. Yeah.
And you people could try to have inclusion in the episode because I'll say your last episode, I understand that you guys had that kind of a bit controversial promo at the end, calling out some particular shows that are very inclusive and very open to people. And I think that it would be cool if you guys had Luffy and Goku maybe have sex in the episode.
And we can include Black Vegeta.
Yes. Unironically, that would be very, very funny. How would you explain Black Vegeta?
I don't think Black Vegeta would be very accepting of Goku and Luffy's tryst.
Would you guys at least show some kind? Like, you obviously can't show full penetration, but would you be able to insinuate? Like, would you be able to show it in a way where people are definitely seeing it? And then let me ask you, how would the Space Marines respond to this? Do the Space Marines even have a sex drive, or are they all just fueled by? Are they all just fueled by rage?
Space.
The
what?
Space
who?
Huh? Space King.
What?
Space Princess.
You mean the Psycho Knights?
The Space Princes. I like that.
Yeah. The Space Princes.
So the Space Princes. Well, first off, I feel like we've got to set up Black Vegeta and Luffy and Goku's issue. And I think it's Luffy and Goku trying to fuck the whole time and Black Vegeta trying to stop them.
Mm-hmm.
The Space Princes, I don't know.
So you're saying that do they go to a planet where these characters already exist, or are they fans of anime and they like make these characters to like they're jesters, right? Is that why Vegeta? And also, would they look super accurate to the anime characters, or would they look kind of different? But you get the idea.
Oh, I mean, so this is where the fun characterizations start. I feel like they would have different reactions to Planet Black Vegeta and Goku and Luffy's love tryst.
If that was the case, wouldn't Goku then be black as well?
No.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a royal family only.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They'll live on
Planet Black Vegeta.
Oh God!
Sweet. Okay.
I don't. Yeah,
no, does he still just sound like Vegeta?
The Space Princes definitely visit Planet Black Vegeta, and they discover Black
Don,
Vegeta's
what is,
outrage.
What does Black Vegeta sound like?
I think you do a better Black Vegeta.
No, don't be a pussy. Come on.
Than anybody in the crew, actually.
No.
And you love to do it all the time.
No. Go ahead.
I don't envy the situation you're in.
You don't want the fans to call you a spineless cuck, do you?
Yeah. You don't want one of the 160 comments on the Cream Crew episode to call you a spineless cuck. The ever non-changing 168 to 169,000 subscribers. You don't want them to be upset, do you?
1421, Dodd was being a spineless cuck.
Yeah, does anyone think that Dodd's being like Hunter and being really gay?
It's literally just me and my 160 burn accounts.
You know what? You guys better watch out because you're going to start seeing, I'm even going to tell you what's going to happen, but I'm going to make a bunch of One Piece fan burner accounts that are going to start commenting on the episode that are all in favor of me. I really love when Hunter talks about One Piece.
Why did our comment section overnight jump from 160 comments to 420 comments?
Say that again?
Yes. No.
Okay. Dude, I'm sorry I missed it. I wish I wouldn't have, man. I really wanted to be a team player.
I'm still waiting to hear Black Vegeta, because how are we going to get into character until I hear that voice?
It sounds like you know exactly what he sounds like.
I don't have the range to do it. You have the deeper voice.
This feels like an older brother trying to make his younger brother do something very bad in front
Don,
of his friends.
Don, say the N-word. Don, say the N-word.
Nestle Quick Milk.
That's not the one. You know what I'm asking.
Uh-oh, Prize Picks is back. I did such a good job last time that they couldn't resist doing this again. Prize Picks is the largest daily fantasy sports platform in North America. It's just you against the numbers. You basically pick more or less on 2-6 player stat projections and watch the winnings roll in, baby. Ching, 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 ching. What do I mean by that? I mean, let's say there's an NBA game and you think X player, whoever, is going to score more points than is projected on the app. So you could pick more or you could pick less. And if you're correct, you get money. No battling thousands of players or super pros, whatever. It's just you versus the numbers, baby. You can now win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. You can turn $10 into $1,000. With America's number one fantasy sports app. I mean, conference tournaments are here, which means the biggest moments in college basketball are getting closer. Be a part of the action on Prize Picks for both men's and women's college basketball. Listen, chaps, as a big sportsman myself, I fucking love it. If Sean Strickland was scheduled to fight anytime soon and jab someone to death, I would be all over that. But instead, I'm gonna place my picks on Luka Doncic to score more than 50 points. It's super easy to do, a lot of fun, make some money. Why the heck not? Download the app today and use code CREAMCREW for a first deposit match for up to $100. For those not listening, I said download the app today and use code CREAMCREW for a first deposit match up to $100. Pick more, pick less, that easy. Okay, love you.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
You know, I tried to help spur a good episode idea. Now we're getting caught in the gears.
Yeah.
Dom! We need the hammer of Dom!
All right. Well, and then if everyone's going to be a coward, then so am I. Black Vegeta just sounds like Vegeta, except, you know, with fun, quirky lingo.
Yeah,
I hate that I have to say it, but I do. I am stepping away from this bit.
Okay, fine, whatever, dude. The space princes come and they wipe them all out, and that includes Goku and Luffy before everyone gets up in arms with that comment. They destroy the planet. Hatemonger says, "I hate this planet," and it goes, and that's it. That's the episode.
If it was Luffy's planet, though, or like anime planet, I feel like that wouldn't work. But okay, we can write that into your little story. That's fine.
Did you guys hate how One Piece looked when you were teenagers?
Don, I stop feeding the fucking troll.
Wow. Well, see, okay. I hope. I keep hoping that Hunter will just break and turn it off and talk to me.
No, I think that it's always been kind of ahead of the curve, I guess.
All right. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I don't really get what your criticism is there. I mean, so do you just hate cartooning? Which is funny because you're a cartoonist. So is it like more of a jealousy thing, Don, or what?
Probably.
Yeah. Yeah, probably. Okay. What's funny is you guys ask me these questions, but you really don't want to have a conversation, it seems. You guys just like to say things, but not really conversate. So I guess, you know, we'll chalk it up to lessons learned.
That's your gum gum power.
No.
Your gum gum power is lessons learned.
No.
I feel so bad. I'm so sorry, dear Cream Crew listener.
Dude,
I promise this won't continue into the premium episode.
I love episodes like this because there's always like a couple people who are extremely upset.
Can we just take a second to talk about how fucking annoying that was?
And now I'm picturing that it's literally Tom or Don's burner account. It was just, you know what today is, which is unfortunate, is today was just meant to be a disappointing day. That's what I'm finding. We had Jaquarius Queef in a lost episode that no one will know what that
Jaquarius
is.
Jaquarius Queef was amazing, bro.
Jaquarius Queef, I tried. I was even like brushing my teeth earlier and I was like, Jaquarius Queef, that's kind of funny. And I was like, I'm just going to roll with that first. And it led nowhere. I've never had a bit on the show, not even just like go into like, I don't know, gay sex or whatever it has to go into, to whatever happens. Yeah,
it was getting there. I think it
went
there.
Into the riots in Minnesota.
Well, even yeah. Tom was the first person to say, and that's as much legs as that character has. And that was the end of the character.
That's true. You did deliberately kill.
But I think that he was in the right. I think that he was in the right for saying it.
You're talking about like, boba tea or something.
Yeah, that was a main point of Jaquarius, is that in the town he lives in, there's a lot of they're big boba tea fans. He really loves boba tea riot,
and he had to put a stop to Jaquarius Creef was in the Marine Corps.
Yes.
And won Purple Hearts.
Hooray!
He didn't win Purple Hearts.
He won every war medal that the U.S.
He won the Marine Corps People's Hearts. That's God what he damn. Won.
I could see that.
What? What's up, Don?
Or I could
even. We're like little kids trying to explain to our parents something funny that happened.
No, I'm not going to go into it. I was just going to say to break it down. He basically won every Pokey Gym badge. That'll help our viewers, but, because they speak Pokemon talk like that because they're kind of.
But in the army,
all of our viewers like this. So they're like,
you leave those like, fine people alone.
They said, Metals? What is that? And they say, oh, it's like a Pokemon badge. Oh.
it's like Jaquarius Queef
beat the Elite Four, whatever the fuck thing is called. Pokemon. Oh. He's might be pretty important.
Oh, you just unlocked a core memory. The Elite Four. I forgot about that.
Who are they again?
Dude, they're like the last four people you fight in the game.
Okay.
I never got that far. I
no, Tom, come on. Be serious.
I think I gave up on like the lightning gym, maybe.
Yeah. Tom, I think that was kind of uncalled for. He obviously didn't know what was going on, and I don't know.
It's they're the like last four gym bosses you have to fight. Any? I think Gary's the last one.
I always fucking hated Gary. I was like, every time he showed up, I'm like, I forgot about you. And he's like, my greatest rival. And it's, I have not thought about you once.
He's like, well,
that does help ironically make him your greatest rival, that he just shows up assuming that you've been stewing about him.
I mean, it is kind of funny, but they don't present it in a way where it's fun. I'm always just like, who gives a shit? The only part that's memorable is just him at the beginning, basically being like, he gets a Pokemon, shoves you on the ground and pantses you and kicks you in the face. And he's just like, I'm leaving. And the Professor's Oak like, okay, so, well, there's three gay Pokemon left. And it's one of the starters.
Wasn't he like Professor Oak's grandson?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure. Yeah.
So that's really fucked up. He didn't.
Which one did
he discipline
get?
Him
he
at
gets
all?
Like a sweet one.
I was kind of hoping that Professor Oak would lean into it and be like, Gary, you got him.
Yeah, get that little pussy, Gary.
You got him, Gary.
That's Gary's parents' problem.
Yeah.
I've got a little gob half formed stupid Pokemon that I'm gonna give him. Not one of the cool ones.
Which one did he get anyway? I forget.
Oh, I think that Gary. You choose, and then doesn't he just get one that
he
didn't
choose?
Yeah,
which one did Gary get, though? His first one.
Oh, I don't know. Well, I thought it's all contingent on what you get.
Oh.
Or am I wrong? I don't remember.
Yeah, he picks whatever Pokemon is strong against yours.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's just my little angel. Don't worry. He'll grow out of it.
If I was a gym leader in the Pokemon universe... I would be the gym leader. I would be like Brock. I would be that guy.
A 32-year-old man trying to get some 14-year-old sniz.
That's not what I meant. More so the rock Pokemon. I like Onyx a lot. I don't care what anybody says. I like Onyx.
I feel like everyone agrees with you. I don't feel like anyone's saying anything against that.
No, just shut the fuck up for a second because I'm going to say something controversial. I like Onyx.
I like Steelix. I thought that was a really cool evolution.
Yeah, and I think that Steelix is a really good evolution. No, I think I'll go on record and say that. I'll go on record and say it. I think that Steelix is really cool.
Don, you sound like you were saying something.
I agree with that. The council agrees. Steelix was also cool, as was Onyx.
Yeah, and I'll say something else, because a lot of people didn't like this guy, but I liked Scyther a lot, and I liked his evolution, too.
So the council also agrees. Scyther was also cool.
Okay, so...
He's very cool.
Is this just because you guys really think I'm cool, and you guys are just trying to agree with my opinion? Because that's what it's sounding like right now.
I liked Mewtwo. He was also cool.
I liked Mewtwo.
It was cool.
I liked Mewtwo because he was in a fucking cave. And I'm like, what the fuck are you doing in here? You go in that cave, you find Mewtwo.
I feel like Mewtwo should have been a lady Pokemon with those thighs.
He was, dude. That's why when he bends over and he does, I think he has cryptic haze. He bends over and you see his big pussy and he queefs out of dust and you can't attack him for three turns. And then he's talking to you telepathically in your head. And he's just like,
he's like, do you smell my queef? Do you smell my queef?
I'm so confused. And his thighs.
It's the only time in the game where your Pokemon's out front, but you hear your trainer in the back doing like,
Growlithe, go get it, boy.
Yeah.
Teach that Mewtwo a thing or two.
Cyndapod uses Harden. the fuck that guy is or whatever.
That's what it was for, huh?
Yeah.
The whole time, everyone thought it was useless.
Oh, I'm getting hard.
I'm going to shove my Cyndapod into your Mewissy, Mewtwo.
What fucking Pokemon am I thinking of here? Let me see. I was thinking Metapod. That's what it is. Metapod uses Harden.
I'm going to shove my Metapod right into your Mewissy,
and that's
Mewtwo.
That's how Ash does it, because Metapod just keeps using Harden, and he's like, we have to attack him! And
I'm going
to
fill you up until you pop.
He picks
you
him up.
Silly oaf.
He picks him up and just shoves him as deep as he can in there, and then Mewtwo's just like,
oh my god.
Mewtwo says,
Metapod shall stay in your Mewissy for thousands of years until one man can remove it from you.
Thank you, Ash.
And he will lead the Britons to war.
Thank you, Ash. That feels really good.
And then you don't ever beat Mewtwo. You just, you make him feel good. And that's all you do. And he stays in the cave. with your Metapod, and as you leave with your flashlight, because it's pitch black in there, you just see Metapod's eyes as wide open as it can be, and it just has one single tear as the light flashes away from him.
See you later, Metapod. You're a good boy.
We'll see you next time.
Feel bad for Metapod.
I do too, honestly. I was like sitting there, I'm like, oh, this is kind of a sad ending for Metapod. What does Metapod turn into?
You think he can evolve into Butterfree while he's in the pussy?
Don't you even dare think about evolving to fly out of that Mewissy, Metapod.
Don't worry, Ash. She can't.
I'll be real bad.
You stay in there.
Metapod's in my pussy now, and he cannot evolve.
Oh, good. Thank you for telepathically relaying that to me, Mewtwo.
No problem.
We're connected forever.
Oh, good.
Forever. Yeah, Ash is like 43 years old working at like Enterprise Car Rental.
Ash?
What is it, Mewtwo?
Mewtwo?
Mewtwo, if you don't have anything to say, just leave me alone.
I need to
Stop bothering me at work. You know this.
I need to borrow a car.
You can't just borrow cars, Mewtwo. You got to rent them like everyone else.
Pokemon can't drive cars. It's illegal. You know that, Mewtwo.
I need a car for something.
What the hell do you need a car for?
Do you want to say hi to Metapod?
Like Ash like looks around, he like puts his head down. He's like, no, I don't want to say hi to Metapod. You just hear
it. We didn't hear a thing. Your mic gated it.
You're gonna hear it in the final cut. It's gonna be very sad.
Metapod? Stop calling me here, Mewtwo.
You stop calling me, Mewtwo.
I just really need a car.
He's never given him a car. See, it doesn't even know what he needs it for. He's just like,
I really, really need the car. Do you have any Toyota Camrys?
I'm hanging up. He hangs with the phone, and he's like,
I can still talk to you.
He's like, yes. His ass.
Hello?
Yeah. If he doesn't respond, he acts like it's like, yeah, he always just,
hello?
Mewtwo, I'm trying to sleep. I gotta get up early.
Can you
Stop
hear
it.
Me? Can you hear me, dog?
Yeah, I can.
Yeah, I can hear you.
Do you think I can come by tomorrow and get that Toyota Camry?
I can't. I can't do it. I'll lose my
I'm
job.
I'm gonna lose my job, Mewtwo.
Hello? Can you hear me? Just for the weekend.
Just for the weekend.
I'll just do it for Friday, so I'll bring it back by Sunday afternoon.
We're closed on Sunday, man.
You can drop it off.
You can borrow my car, I guess, if you need.
No, I want to come to the lot and rent one.
It's very specific that it's an Enterprise rental car.
Where are you taking it? What do you want to do with it?
Hello?
I know you heard my question, Mewtwo.
Are you
Stop
there?
Dodging the question.
Can you hear me?
I'm going to sleep.
Hello?
Well, then he's like, oh my God, fine. You can rent the car.
I'll see you tomorrow at 2.
And then, yeah, you're pretty good. What would Mewtwo need a car for? That's a good question.
He needs to drive up to Vermont whilst the trees are still red.
That's beautiful.
So can't you just fly? Can you teleport or some shit? Like...
Oh, that's a very scenic drive. I don't want to unsettle Metapod. He's not used to teleportation.
Ooh, that's true.
I can't fly and I can't teleport because of Metapod. If he was there, I wouldn't have to rent this damn car. You owe me, Ash. You did this to me. You need to make this right.
You need to make this right.
You need to make this right. Go on. Make it right.
Okay, I'm gonna come remove Metapod. I've had enough, Mewtwo.
No!
Stay there.
No!
Once again, Metapod just like. Hopefully,
I'm
that,
sure if I can hear it.
Hopefully,
too,
the mic
rolls out my
now
eye.
I'm nervous that Metapod sounds not even picking up. So do you think Ash save Metapod here?
No, I mean, I think Ash has been looking at the revolver in his office desk drawer for a long time, and he's deciding that if he's not going to kill himself, he's going to solve the problem. Can you imagine how hard it'd be to fall asleep with the fucking Mewtwo in your head the whole time?
Is he going to kill himself?
No, he's going to kill them.
I think that's impossible.
Well, no, he's got the option to kill himself or go and...
Was to
remove
say,
Metapod.
He'd have to kill himself. Because
yeah, the issue is you can't remove Mesopod unless you are the chosen king.
Well, not only that, but if you try shooting Mewtwo, he's just going to stop the bullet with his telepathy or whatever.
Can Mewtwo like stop bullets?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he can. He's like a force. He's like force powers. I'm pretty sure.
I forgot the part of the Pokemon movie where Ash brings out an MP5 and just fucking unloads at him.
Isn't that a legitimate scene in the app? He does have
like force fields. Actually, I think literally he fights soldiers.
That's what I'm saying. In the movie, he fucking
guns and stuff.
He has like the headset on. And he still looks dope as fuck. He like has like the science like equipment on him.
The psychic suppression.
Yeah, gear,
that stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, it's fucking awesome.
Mr. President, there's a very rare and exclusive Metapod stuck in Mewtwo's pussy, and we must retrieve it immediately.
Go get the equipment. We need
it's shiny.
We need to get this Pokemon as quickly as possible.
Yeah, I mean, Ash would have to just put the gun to his temple and just fucking pull the trigger.
You know, while he's like, he's giving him the little walk around to the Toyota Camry and having him circle and photograph the like dents, you know?
Yeah. All right, so you're going to want to just mark all the things just so when you bring it back, we don't charge you or your insurance for any of this stuff.
Okay.
And you're going to want to just be sure to fill it back up to about where it's about 40, 45% right now in the tank. So just at least make sure there's that much as well when you bring it back.
Okay.
He said, why don't you get in there and just, I don't know, peek around? And yeah, does he peek in and then he like puts the gun to the back of his head and blows his brains out with the Toyota Camry?
Yeah, I think so.
Do you think Mewtwo? I feel like Mewtwo might know that, right?
Maybe.
I guess if he's
Mewtwo,
in his head.
Maybe Mewtwo fakes his death to give Ash a break.
Or Ash put a telepathic suppressor in the Toyota Camry. So it's like a barrier.
Ooh, that's sweet.
What you don't see, understand, Mewtwo, is I coated this Toyota Camry with lead.
What?
And your psychic powers cannot penetrate it.
What? Oh, no. Oh.
Yeah, stop it, Ash.
Shit.
Oh, fuck.
I just want to go up to Vermont for a weekend. Can I not go up to Vermont cave all my life? Can I not go to Vermont once?
Now you're gonna get lead poisoning and die a horrible death. No. You too, you fucking bitch.
No.
You knew who else was sweet? Entei. Do you guys like Entei?
I think I only saw that movie once. I always liked his design, even though I didn't know what the fuck was going on with him. But I remember his voice being very low. Or he was just kind
you
of
are
like,
both
yeah.
a dog and a samurai.
Yeah, it's Entei. Sick. It's Entei and Mew. Entei is sitting upright like a person in the passenger seat. And there's Mew in the driver's side.
Well, are you ready for the big trip? Antagonist.
Mewtwo? I brought so much film with me. I'm going to take so many pictures.
I can't wait to try for a baby.
I can't wait to take pictures of all the leaves falling.
Sorry, Entei.
I hope we find some syrup.
Sorry, Entei. I know that you just got kind of roped into this.
What the hell is going on? What's happening here?
Why do I feel so poorly right now?
I'm trying to use my powers, but I simply cannot.
He tries to get out of the car, and Ash like has the gun in both hands, and he's like, don't fucking move! Don't move!
Okay, man.
What's
just
wrong,
keep, just
young man?
Be chill.
Just calm down.
Be chill about this.
And Mewtwo, maybe Mewtwo's just even like,
I don't think you have the balls to kill me, Ash. I don't think you have the balls to pull the trigger on that gun. Because you just...
I die, so does Metapod.
You gave up a long time ago. Look at you. Work at a car rental place.
Shut up! Shut up!
Yeah, Ash's manager comes out. Ash, what the hell are you doing? There's like other like random humans like screaming, running away because they see the fucking gun. Put the gun down, Ash. Put it down.
You heard your boss. Put down the
gun. Do as you're told.
What the
hell? Intake the passenger seat.
What the hell is happening? What is going on? I'm so confused.
We get a little Metapod noise in there too. I'm going to assume it happened.
It did.
Yeah, I want to know what this noise is.
For real?
And the noise.
Is it so loud, Discord's gating it, or is it so quiet?
I think it might be too Discord's quiet. It might be too quiet. Ah, okay. But Ash is like looking around. Oh, okay, that's what happened. So the gun is pointed at both Entei and Mewtwo. The boss is approaching him, and when the boss gets close to him as well, he kind of like points the gun at him, and he points it back to Mewtwo and Entei. Ash hears Metapod screaming, basically, and he's like, I can't fucking take it anymore! I can't fucking take it! And that's when he puts the fucking gun to his temple, and Mewtwo's like, Ash, think about what you're doing. Ash, come on. What are you doing? Entei's like, holy shit. Holy shit.
This is fucking top three most retarded.
Ash's boss is like, Ash, don't do anything rash. Come on. Don't do this.
And Ash, you didn't give me a choice.
Yeah, exactly. I can't fucking sleep at night. I can't fucking sleep. So
Ash
fucking
is always hope.
Huh?
David Marvel nothing.
No. No. God. No.
There's a lot of drama here. We need a good flick.
We had such an organic thing happening.
Yeah, I refuse to concede to the show being that bad.
All right, first off, not that bad because David Marvel's a very good character, but it doesn't fit this.
Yeah.
Jaquarius Queef, here to take down the terrorist.
You can't roll out your home runners every time.
Jaquarius Queef's here to shoot the terrorist.
Fuck. Sorry. Yeah. Slythe
and
the Sky Dragon's in the car. Yeah. Slythe and the Sky Dragon's there too.
You're not from Pokemon.
What dragon?
Slythe of the Sky Dragon.
From Yu-Gi-Oh.
Slyther the Sky Dragon.
Yeah.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, he's flying
sick.
Above.
I forgot all about him.
Yeah, and then there's just
what are you guys doing down there? Sounds kind of fun.
Or he's just like and then Obnixilus comes out of the shadows and he's just like, stop it, Ash. You don't have to do this. Obnixilus and Slifer the Sky Guy. Well, it's Obnixilus the Earth. Not Obelisk. Obelisk the Tormentor.
Obelisk, yeah.
Obelisk is like, just stop it, Ash. You don't have
Ash,
you don't have to do this. And then, yeah.
I do!
Slifer's above, just like, and then Ra comes out.
Yeah, Ra's like,
What is he saying? Don't be fooled by Ra's beautiful language. He's telling you you have so much to live for. I got too many voices in my head. And then Mewtwo in the driver's seat says, "Rush him!" And then they all dive at him. And the one gunshot goes off, and it silences the whole area.
And it was Jaquarius Queen.
No.
Shot, one kill. Hoorah.
One body falls down, and it's Entei.
It's Metapod.
What have I done? Okay, he shoots Metapod in Mewtwo's pussy, and he's like, oh my god, I'm Metapod, I'm so sorry. And then Mewtwo's just like, I'm fine, I'm free again. And he teleports away. And then Metapod's... Metapod's super pale body sitting there, because he hasn't seen light in God knows how long. And he's like, he's sitting there and he's like, he's been making, you know, these high pitched sounds all the time. And Ash is holding him. He's all slimy and shit.
Yeah, he's like soft.
Yeah,
he's absorbed the moisture. Yeah,
he's like a boiled pea, pretty much.
Like a vegetable that's been floating in water for a while.
Yeah, like a bloated fucking pea pod. That's basically what he is. He's sitting there, and he's like, I'm sorry, Metapod. I didn't know what to do in the caves all that long ago. And Metapod's just like, he's like, oh, fuck, you Metapod, oh, fuck. And Obelisk, and Obnixilus.
Yeah, what are the Egyptian god cards?
Obelisk. Obelisk the Tormentor walks up behind Ash, and he's like, this is very, very heavy. I'm so sorry, Ash, that you have to be, you have to deal with this. You're right, Ra. We shouldn't be here. We shouldn't be watching this. Yeah, Cypher. Yes, I agree. Ash, you're going to have to deal with this on your own. Not even the Egyptian gods can help you. Not even the Egyptian gods can help you. Okay. All right, guys. We have to get him out of here. You don't want to be around Cypher when he's upset. Ra, let's go. Bah! then they all hop on Slifer's back and he flies away as he cries. And then Entei comes over and he's just like,
this is a powerful, powerful life lesson.
You ruined my weekend in Vermont, Ash, and I will never forgive you.
Yeah, don't ever get your hopes up on good things because you'll be disappointed. Because I'm assuming we're not going to get the car for this weekend, are we?
And the manager's like, the manager. No, of course not. No, you're not. Well, I called the police.
You're banned from Enterprise Rental Garb. He's like,
late stage capitalism at play.
Yeah, you're banned. Mid stage capitalism. Yeah, the manager's like, what? You know what? Fuck you. You're banned.
And Entei's like, oh, you did it now.
He like gets on all of his on all fours and fucking attacks the manager and starts just like ripping him apart. Oh god! And yeah, that's when Ash he grabs the gun again and he puts it in his mouth and he's like, blows his head off. End of story.
Nice.
End of story.
You get a cool like drone shot at the end.
Bob, you know? Nice try, Ash. Yeah. My party gift to you was to put a force shield around your brain.
How? You know, what happens to him then? Does the bullet just?
Is there just
because there has to be an injury?
It pierces your skull, but does never make it to your brain.
To his brain.
Okay, so then he's sitting there, and I guess it's like, okay, he's gonna have to live his life with all the shame. End of movie, and there's the drone shot, and he sits there, and it's the drone shot, and then it does. I'm 42 for a moment, and he says, "Hey, we're on fire, on fire, making a wish." Catch you only got 100 years to live. And then it goes back into the cave. And you see Mewtwo is actually hurt by all of this, and then he's actually crying. And it's like it's a montage of other characters. Mewtwo is sad because Metapod is gone and his pussy is just like gaping. Because he's had a Metapod in there for god like 35 years or however long it's been. And yeah, it's a montage. There's Mewtwo crying in his cave and the fucking darkness of his cave. You see Professor Oak dead, and Gary's with his family at his funeral.
I never told him I loved him.
Is that Gary?
That's nice.
Yeah.
The WB Kids Pokemon Yu-Gi-Oh! Crossover.
Yeah, this all happens finale. This all happens at 10:30 on a Sunday morning.
That was just the prologue. Now we get to the real story, which is Gary, for the next 12 minutes.
Next up Gary. On CW.
Did you guys watch Beyblade?
No.
Yeah, boy.
Me neither. I got the toys, but I did not watch the show.
I was always jealous of the kids who had the badass Beyblade. Weren't they made of metal back in the day?
Let's Beyblade. Yeah, it was like a plastic exterior with like a metal
interior. I don't know, so it was weighty.
It wasn't an interior. It was like
it had like little bars.
It was like a frame. A frame. You could swap out the frames to like make them spin different or faster or better or whatever.
And you got that like stupid arena thing.
I was so jealous of people who had the
tie-dye blue.
Yeah, exactly. The moon crater. It's always what my friends called it.
Let's Beyblade. What a sick show, dude. You had these little gay spinning tops and then out of them popped these giant like anime creatures.
Oh, is that what it was? They were still spinning, and then they just, even though they were like bashing against each other, they just wouldn't stop.
No, it's because each of them contained like a magical, crazy, like powerful dragon or other creature, you know?
I see.
And when they unleashed their like power, there'd be the spinning tops, but it would be like a tornado with a stupid dragon or whatever in it.
God bless parents dealt with that.
You know what I was like into? What I was into when I was younger around that time was Zatch Bell. You guys remember Zatch Bell?
This is more like poor trailer trash person stuff.
Could have been. It was like an anime like a puppet. Yeah,
It's like horror Pokemon. It was like a card game. Or no, horror Yu-Gi-Oh. It always seemed like an edgier Yu-Gi-Oh. You know,
did it seem like an edgy Yu-Gi-Oh? I thought it was kind of dumb. I thought it was like a lot more simple. It was about like a guy, and he's just like, "Here, Zatch, I have this book," and like it was like a mixture of Pokemon and Yu-Gi-Oh, because he had like a book that I think he casted spells from it, and that's what Zatch was able to use to like shoot lightning bolts and shit, which also is very reminiscent of like I guess Pikachu.
Yeah, I remember thinking it was just like too weird for me. Like and kind of dark. It seemed evil.
God, you always have to. You always have to just say some extremely gay thing, dude.
Dude, This show is about me reconciling how gay I was.
This show
is
about you coming into your Christian fatherhood, is what it's becoming.
Yeah,
that's what it's coming into, and you have to damn all of your previous wants and desires. Because now you're making me think that you had giant posters of Zatch Bell over your wall.
I did have one deck. My dad bought me a deck, and I didn't understand it. I remember.
I didn't either. I got it because I liked the show, and I was like, I did. Yeah.
So what is this, Dad?
I bought a lot of cards back in the day just because I liked the show. Like I bought Dragon Ball Z cards, but I didn't know how to play it.
There were Dragon Ball Z cards?
Oh, yeah. I don't think anybody played the Dragon Ball Z game.
I just wanted the characters I liked with, like, the most power level. I remember I pulled a Kid Boo at a mall in Missouri, like, Antioch Mall. Metro North Mall in Kansas City, and I, like, almost fucking cried outside the GameStop. I was like, this is fucking incredible. I'm gonna try to find the card it's literally this
your
one right here.
Like that make me think that I had too much as a kid.
I fucking oh my god, I almost sent this card to this producer guy. That would have been bad. Here we go. In the general chat, I pulled this outside of a GameStop, and I remember I was almost to tears. It was that
wow,
close.
That is so lazy. It's just a frame from the fucking show.
Yeah, but dude, 9.6 million attack
to use against no one else because no one else is collecting these cards.
Yeah, but I had all the I remember when they had the it was like a Dragon Ball Z magazine or whatever, and it was like they had like fan art in it, and they had like new art from the show, but they also had like spoilers for cards and stuff. Did you guys ever have that? The DBZ magazines?
No.
It was like it was this. Like, I remember I had this issue. They always had, like, really weird, like, airbrush. It was, like, this one. I remember I had this one.
Damn.
I remember
God.
I had this one, and I was so fucked. I was like, oh, my God, this is so cool.
Dude. That is kind of cool, though, that last one.
It's
so strange, that made it, like, to publication, you know?
It was just, they had like fan art in it and stuff and like all kinds of shit. It was just really, I remember being like,
this is awesome.
I'm going to come.
Yes, sir.
I think I might come.
It's going to come out like cottage cheese.
My friend had this one and this one when the Budokai game came out and I was like almost stole them. I was like, can I have that? He's like, no. I was like, okay.
Well, that doesn't really count as almost stealing. Is there more to that story?
Well, I mean, I was like grabbing it and holding onto it. And he's like, no, you can't have it. And he like took it from me.
It's so funny, dude. Kids are such rotten bastards.
This is the last one I ever got was this one. The one with Gogeta on the cover.
I want this and it should be mine. So I'm going to take it.
Talk about Korbeboy Unleashed.
I remember these now because I think I remember seeing one with like Cooler at the store.
Oh yeah,
and I never saw that movie, so I just didn't know who he was.
Oh really?
Like knowledge? Yeah. Well, the I know weird exactly thing about growing up in that time is you couldn't just watch anything you wanted.
I remember seeing trailers for movies and being like, "Where the fuck do I find this?" Like even to get the VHS tape to these movies would be like. Impossible.
And then you go to school and your mean friends have seen it and they're all
some
like
rich kids just like, yeah, I have a copy of it. And you like beg him
having
to
their time
it.
Of their lives talking about it. And you just it's like you're totally shut out from like understanding what they're even saying.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And I remember I didn't ever see who Cooler was until
was this the Cooler thing you're talking about?
It was on Toonami. In like high school, and I was like, "Oh, that's what that's all about."
Is this the Cooler magazine you were talking about?
Yeah. I remember that was like at Safeway, like with the other magazines,
because they would sell Dragon Ball Z magazines at my local grocery store, along with like Shonen Jumps. So I remember I got the first English Shonen Jump mag, which it's not like it's rare or anything, but I just remember being like,
"What? This is incredible!"
Pretty sweet stuff, dude.
Pretty fucking tight. Like, yeah, Cooler is stronger than Boo and Cell. And he's Frieza's brother, actually.
Or something.
And he's got a giant gemstone from Aladdin in his forehead.
Yeah, he has a giant sapphire right there in his forehead.
it's a sapphire.
So it kind of makes me think of Pokemon.
Yes, the deleted scene from the Pokemon movie where Cooler is also in the DMV.
Yeah, he's also at Enterprise Car Rental.
What
the hell is happening out there?
No, we just need a copy of your insurance.
I mean, yeah, but what is going on out there?
Sir, can we just need to finalize this. Can we finalize this, please?
Did I hear a dragon? Dragon Ball Z?
The Dodge Challengers are a high commodity here at Enterprise.
No, you can go ahead. We
finish up your paperwork.
You don't even need to fill out the insurance if you want to use those. No one's.
Do you have a Hellcat? I want a Hellcat.
Do you have a Hellcat? I would like a fully.
I don't want no scatty pack bullshit. I need a Hellcat.
I'm getting ready to go to the city. Can I get a fully souped up Ford Raptor? Lifted.
No, I just want to be ready in case, you know, anything goes down.
I just want to make sure that. I'll bring an extra plywood just in case we need to board up any of the windows down there for local shops.
I've got it here for protection. I mean, that's why I've got my AR-15.
Oh, speaking of, are you guys going to see the new Alex Garland film, Civil War?
Oh, God.
It looks so boring, or like it looks like it's just like the same shit we've seen for the past fucking how many years now? 7 years or some shit.
I would watch it if it was like the new Confederacy has risen to try and reinstitute the ways of yore. Like then I would be like, this is, I can't believe this is happening.
I think part of just it like, is supposed to be that a little bit. Right,
I thought isn't the whole thing it's like Texas and California are on the same team?
Yeah, Texas and California are their own like country.
What's the most forces. What's the most unlikely scenario? Okay, Texas and California have teamed up to fight the White House.
which is just kind of blatantly trying to depolarize the subject matter, even though simultaneously it's extremely polarized. It's just, yeah.
Yeah, it really doesn't feel like we need a movie right now about this.
Yeah. Well, it feels like it's supposed to be, it's like, oh, this is pointing at social commentary on what's on, like, what's going on in life right now, but it feels so on the nose that it feels egregious.
Well, and it's also like already fucking everywhere.
Well, so, yeah, you're not saying anything new, whatever. Like,
exactly. Mm-hmm. There's like nothing interesting to they could possibly say that you haven't heard 1,000 times already.
Would you go see it though if one of the characters turned into a Super Saiyan 3 version of themselves?
I would actually go see it.
Yes, if Todd from Breaking Bad 2024 gets the Goku War. Super Saiyan 3 hair.
His name is Jesse Plemons. Todd he's a great actor.
SSJ3.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, if Jesse Pinkman goes SSJ3, then yes, I will watch it.
That's a natural progression. He has no eyebrows as it is.
I'm going to solve this problem right now.
And he's married to Kristen Dunst, who is the star of the film.
Okay, now I can't decide whether he's punching or not. That's really interesting. What a thought experiment.
I love Jesse Plemons.
What do you mean?
I think he said, did you say pungent? Is that what you said?
Punching. Oh, punching. Like punching above your weight. Like is Kirsten Dunst, like too much of a...
She's a big celebrity.
It's Mary Jane, dude.
Yeah.
Dude, I know who it is. Fucking Todd. Buck teeth.
Well, then, dude, why the fuck are you asking, dude? You should know.
Because it's a discussion.
I don't know, man. Sometimes you say things. Read. Sometimes you say things, and I'm just like, what the fuck is going on in this guy's head? You know what I mean? Like,
you think Kirsten Dunst is, like, hot? Like, super hot?
Hottest woman to ever exist. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, we can't continue this episode anymore.
Well, it was a fun one, wasn't it, guys?
Yeah.
You know what? That was an all-time bit there in the DMV.
Okay, once again, not the DMV. It's a fucking enterprise car rental. I don't know how many times I've said that. All right, yeah. Bye, everybody.
Catch us on patreon.com/creamcrew for more of this. I think this week will be premium number 38. Maybe we'll discuss whether Todd from Breaking Bad is punching in terms of being married to Kirsten Dunst. Perhaps we'll bring up Beyblade. We'll see. See us on patreon.com/creamcrew. See you there.